Hello, this is E.H. Rostami. I'm retelling the first story of True Stories course. It's about a man named Aaron Ralston. You may hear his name, you might hear about his story, but this story is about him. I'm so sorry. Aaron Ralston was an engineer, but in 2002 he quit his job as an engineer and set a world record for climbing. He was interested to climbing and hiking, and he also was not afraid of anything, and this was causing him to die. For example, one time in while he was skiing, he was almost died by an avalanche while skiing. That same year, another event that I want to tell about caused him to be almost die and again feel die. So, he was not afraid of anything. So he made a very big mistake. He didn't tell anyone where he was going. He went to a desert, which was a very big desert, and he wants to hike there, but he didn't see a hole and fell into a desert canyon. As he fell, he moved a large rock that weighed 360 kilos. This rock would landed on his arm and trapped him and trapped his arm. He was trapped. So he couldn't do anything. He could not pull it with his equipment. He could not push it. He could not break that big rock. So he can't do anything. He was almost died. He thought that the help would not come. And so he was disappointed. He had no hope. He was hopeless. And he also write his name and his date of birth, and to make his gravestone and record the movie and introduce himself in that movie and say, anyone that finds this, please make an attempt to get it to his parents. So he had no hope at all, and he thought he would die. He prayed to God, but the idea of cutting his arm would immediately got his mind immediately thought about cutting his arm, you know. So he wants to cut his arm, but he don't like to do that. He hated about it, and he ignored to cut his arm, and he ignored to think about cutting his arm. But after some time, he decided to cut his arm. He had a knife, but it was a very cheap one. He started to cut his skin, he started to cut his muscle, he started to cut his nerves, and he had a lot of pain and also joy of being and a joy of freedom. He called it a beautiful pain, and he was also careful of not pass out from these excitements. And he was careful to not pass out from this feeling of excitement, pain and excitement. So he cut and cut and cut, but he couldn't cut the bone because his knife was cheap and was weak to cut bone. So he can't do anything. He again thought about death, and he knew that anyone can find him in this location. But after 5 days, his water was almost ended, and he also haven't eaten any kind of food except for water in those 5 days. But he again thought about cutting his bone, but an idea but he had a vision, he had a vision, not an idea. He had a vision, and at that vision he saw himself with one hand playing with a small boy. The boy had red shirts, and he started to think, maybe I will have a child in the future. He had no child at that time. And he thought that he could not die. He should meet his future son. So he had an idea. He could not cut the bone, but he could break it. He started to break his bone, and yes, he was free. He was free, and he can move easily. So at the end, he take a picture of his hand and a rock, and in the place where his hand was trapped was 20 meter from the ground. So he was very careful, he was experienced, he had these such experiences, but he had only one hand, so he was very careful. And then he is on the ground, and now he can walk and hike, but he was now 20 miles from anywhere. He was in the center of desert, and he should walk for a long distance. So without any water and food, he started to hike. He hiked for some time until he met a family of hikers, and that family of hikers helped him and called for help. So an emergency helicopter would took him to hospital so he can be alive. This was a very interesting story, because he had really felt death, but he can feel that at anywhere you should not be hopeless. You should have hope, and you should have hope, because in any situation you can do anything. You can do at least one thing that could save you and maybe save your life. He also knew that the relationships is the most important thing in life, and He thought that his future son, that will be born in 2009, named Leo, has saved his life back in 2003. Okay, that was the normal retelling of the first unit, the first lesson of the True Stories course. So that's it. Okay, this was the only voice that I have recorded. Maybe it was slow. It was a bit slow, but I have reasons that I would mention, and you can read it, and you can read them. Okay, that's it. Bye. I hope you enjoy it.